Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We are 1 week away from Christmas, and obviously people are out getting their last minute Christmas shopping done, but this year might be a little different, obviously, just because with the way that inflation is, with the economy, maybe it's creating a little bit of anxiety for some of these shoppers. Has your holiday shopping habits changed at all with the given environment right now?
I don't think so. We're retired, so you know the inflation thing hasn't really affected us that much. You know, we're just the two of us. We typically buy things for our grandchildren, but I don't think it's changed much.
Do you have a limit, or do you draw a line anywhere in terms of what you're buying nowadays?
I do. She doesn't.
But that's okay.
What kind of limits are you setting? Is it just solely for the grandchildren, or are you still buying for your kids, or is it like friends? I mean, just what's?
No, we don't typically buy for friends. We just buy for our family and fairly modest expenditures. You know, probably not more than $100 a kid, something like that.
Does it feel like that the holiday shopping maybe has gotten a little more stressful this time of year, or it doesn't get more stressful as you get closer to the holidays, or is it just kind of the time of year and you just go with it?
I just go with it.
It's not as much fun as when we were growing up, when you could go downtown to all the shops and to the mall where we live, which is dead now. But it was much more, you know, neighborhood friendly and people friendly. Better service in the stores, things like that.
I think Amazon, well, all the, you know, online purchases have kind of taken away the, you know, the historical hustle and bustle and the crowds and the colorful things downtown and so on, because you know, you can sit in your pajamas at your computer and do all your Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. It's not really an event. It's just something that you do. You know, when we were growing up many, many years ago, it was a big thing.
But,
you know, the flip side of that, it's great because it opens up the whole world to you. And, you know, if you want to sit in your pajamas and buy something, you can just do that. So it's, you know, it's good and bad.
Yeah. Have you had to cut back in any way, or is there anything that you've kind of adjusted with your shopping that's maybe now become a tradition? Like, I know some people, it's, you know, hey, we're not going to shop for brothers and sisters or anything like that, but we're going to shop for, like, the kids and everything.
No, I don't think we've cut back.
We don't shop for that many. We shop for our sons and their family.
Gotcha.
And that's about it. The rest is like fudge going out the door. Grandma makes fudge.
Very, very honestly, you know, as you talk about inflation and so on, but as a retired person, if you have, you know, some like a 401k or an IRA, the stock market has been in a strong growth pattern really ever since I retired 15 years ago. So, you know, our position right now, quite frankly, is as good or better as it was 15 years ago.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.